Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. We're back.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting late. It's been late in the week, too, but we're finally back.
You can't keep us from podcasting.
You can't keep us from doing this, whether you like it or not. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Highfalutin Ski Bumps podcast.
What's up?
Number nine. Yes, today.
On the New York Transit line.
That's right. Little black sheep for you.
The train falls off the track.
Pick it up.
Unless you're in Philly, which is messed up.
Oh, ouch. Not good.
Yeah.
So today is Mario and myself. Hello, Mario. How are you today?
Hello, Brian. I'm good.
I like to hear that.
How are you?
Good. So today we're going to talk about Kickstarter and some other crowdfunding source websites. Saw a couple cool ski-related topics that are out there right now, and we figured to give you guys a heads up. So maybe you can sponsor these great projects, get some cool things
A lot of cool stuff out there.
Very cool stuff. We'll talk about that. But of course, first, let you guys know, you can check us out at skibumpodcast.com. And we're finally in iTunes.
Yeah.
So pop in iTunes, type in Highfalutin Ski Bum, you will find us, or just go to our website and you can hit us up there and there'll be links to it as well. And Facebook, Highfalutin Ski Bum, Twitter at Ski Bum Podcast, or you can email us at skibumpodcast@gmail.com.
We're there, we're everywhere now.
We are everywhere.
I like that.
We are all over the world.
I like our podcast presence. I could like sign up and get that delivered automatically now.
We're worldwide. Yeah, we're gonna have a subscription on the website coming up soon. That's gonna be a summer project of mine. And again, it's still everything. Every week, if you go there, you'll see something new. So we're nonstop. We're gonna keep building that out.
Brian's a workhorse. He's got things going.
I don't sleep, like son. I don't sleep.
Hey, so as long as you don't sleep, that's good.
That's right. Got to crank. Got to plow through.
Plow through.
So weekly flavor.
Oh, we got a little. All right, so weekly flavor this week. Went with an old-fashioned recipe. Nice little gin and tonic. I know I called you today, and you were like, well, weekly flavor. We have kicking around some ideas. And gin and tonic seemed about right.
Yeah, it was one of those weeks where gin was necessary.
Gin sometimes is a necessary.
Gin is one of those things that, you know what, you shouldn't have it all the time. But there's just some times where gin is just the right thing.
It's a good fallback. I like gin.
It is. It's always there for you.
Always there for you.
It's like like that
comforting blanket, you know, just
like gin. Like an Afghan. Like a fuzzy Afghan waiting for you on a cold night. So yeah, a little gin and tonic today, a little lime. It's delicious and we highly recommend them.
Yes. A lot of lime. I like a lot of lime.
A lot of lime is good. Fights off scurvy.
That's, yeah, because, you know, in the modern world today,
who the hell wants scurvy?
Scurvy is the lesser of the worried about, like, you know, ailments.
I read somewhere that scurvy,
it's coming back, right?
In 1470 is like what Ebola is now.
Boom. I heard whooping cough is coming back. I mean, there's a lot of shit coming back.
That's true.
We gotta worry about.
It's coming back. Old school. Throwback.
Old school.
Throwback diseases. Old I like school. It.
Leprosy. Measles. You got measles.
Leprosy.
We came back from Austria and there was like a measles alert all over the place.
I know on the Pittsburgh Penguins, they had like 3 players with mumps.
Wow. That's crazy.
Bad news.
Yeah.
All right. So, Kickstarter. So what is Kickstarter? I'm sure some of you are familiar, some of you are not, so I'll give you a quick little recap. This is from their website, kickstarter.com.
I've had a crash course in Kickstarter because I was kind of like, I heard about it, but I didn't really know. And then the last few weeks, been all over that and all the other crowdfunding stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So from the website, they say that Kickstarter is a new way to fund creative projects. We're a home for everything from films, games, and music to art, design, and technology. Kickstarter is full of projects, big and small, that are brought to life through the direct support of people like you. So what it is, you know, people come up with an idea, create a little video and a prototype, and then put it up on the site, and you usually have different tiers that you can sponsor the project. You know, maybe like $1, and, you know, we love you, and thank you for supporting us, or up to like, you know, and then you get the higher amounts, and usually gets, you know, usually get a product or something, you know, film festival they'll have or whatever. It really depends on the product itself.
There's a lot of cool stuff on Kickstarter too, I noticed. Like, and we say Kickstarter, but there's a lot of other sites which we'll go through. The thing I like about Kickstarter is a lot of technology on there, a lot of design stuff, which is really cool. And I noticed that, like, they have there's a Montclair Bakeries on there. So
it's
like even local stuff, like local businesses that are just trying to expand or something like that. It's really nice to reach out and like touch your community and like help out. And it's not even just Kickstarter, it's, you know, other stuff.
Yeah, it's a really great way of you know, funding a project if you're just getting started out, if you have a great idea and you don't have a lot of connections, but you know how to, you know, put together a product and put up a video. So what kind of brought this to our attention is, you know, we were emailing back and forth the last couple of weeks, and one of the things that Mario sent me was this Kickstarter project from HG Skis.
HG, give me a shout out, because what are they on? How many more hours?
HG, they only got another 23 hours left.
23 hours, so if you're hearing this.
By the time this is posted, you probably have 22 hours left.
Got to get on there.
Yeah, they're looking for a goal of $20,000. They're up to about $12,300 right now. And they have some pretty cool stuff on there. They got a couple different varieties of skis. They had one originally.
So they have new skis and they're doing a movie?
Well, they had their original one ski they had. The Stinger was their original, and it took them a couple years to get it right. And now they have another one called the Transfer. Actually, wait a minute. Is that right? They have the powder ski, the L, and yeah, the Transfer. So they have a cambered ski, a rockered ski, and a powder ski.
I like seeing new ski companies come up.
Yeah, they're out of Burlington, Vermont, which is great. Yeah, they're keeping it East Coast and
Heady Topper Country, right?
Heady Topper Country. That's the backyard right there.
The white whale.
Yeah, so they've got a couple different levels of their project. And unfortunately, the date, the intern, is already sold out. So that's some of the things, too, with Kickstarter that they'll have. With the different levels of support, they may have certain limitations. Like, oh, there's only 5 available at this level or 10 at this level.
That's kind of what makes it fun. You look at it and you're like, all right, well, I want to sponsor them. You know, you go in, like, maybe I'll sponsor $20, $30. You know, you got different limits for, you know, different times. And then you look at the different levels and you're like, oh, well, they'll give you this and they'll give you... It's kind of cool, like... It's what nice. You get for it, like,
yeah, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll have like a cheaper price and they'll have like limit it to 10 or so,
yeah,
you know, like a really, really crazy rate, and then it'll go up a little bit for the other packages. So yeah, they got a couple different packages. They've got, you know, hoodies, t-shirts. Which one did you select?
I got the red carpet package, I believe. So I sponsored, I dropped down like $41, sponsored him, and I get like I get my name in the movie. I don't know. Nice. They'll probably run that through somehow. I get a VIP ticket to their premiere in Burlington, which is going to be sweet if it happens, if it goes down. And they get like stickers and something else, a movie poster or something like that. So
that's very cool. And I guess the one thing, the one kind of downside to Kickstarter is if the goal is not met, because you choose your amount, that's your goal, and you have a certain period of time to meet that goal. And if you don't meet that goal and you sponsor it, what I don't get is, do you get your money back? Because you've been charged for it already, right?
Like, yeah, I think it's done. I think they have a goal, but they'll raise what they need to, and they might have to change what they're going to build. I'm going to have to look into that.
That might depend, though. So, yeah,
I've already been charged, so it's kind of done deal.
Yeah. And I know there's been, if you go online and look at Kickstarter problems, or there's people who have created products that maybe they had these amazing pie in the sky lofty plans and the production didn't work, or they couldn't get, you know, one of the components. So it can be a bit hit or miss sometimes as someone who is trying to fund one of these projects.
But let's just say it's less risky than doing a private investment in somebody that has an idea.
It's true,
because there's a lot of, like, you know, wingnuts that have come up, have ideas. Oh, you know, give me some money, I want to start like a restaurant or a bar, or create a product, and it never goes anywhere. So this is actually like, but to get on Kickstarter is a lot that goes into it, which is kind of neat to see. And there's some really, really cool stuff on there.
Yeah, so that was one of the ones that, you know, kind of got us thinking that this would be a good topic to have on the show. And then another one that we saw that's currently available to be backed is Goggle Pal, which is an AR heads-up display for any goggle. And right there, their goal was $40,000. They've already hit $41,000, and they still have 2 weeks to go. So
that thing's pretty cool because you put on any goggle, right?
So they're cranking away. Yeah, there's a little piece that goes inside the goggle, like almost like it's like a magnetic piece, I think, and gives you a little bit of a screen on the inside, and then there's the piece on the outside that connects to the strap almost to the side of your helmet. that I think pretty much houses the guts of the device.
Nice.
And yeah, it's got, you know, like, I think it has like GPS features, speed, real-time speed, vertical drop, six-axis gyroscope, allows you to, you know, it uses like a GPS to find your friends and leave messages.
Nice.
And there's almost like a game portion to it too, where there's things that pop up, and if you ski over them, you get points.
Nice. Hopefully it's not a tree, though.
Hopefully it's not a tree. You know, now hackers could have some fun with this.
Yeah, that'd be pretty best.
So like a fake cliff or like show.
Hide in the woods and like, you know, hack them while you're skiing. And
Bumble Snowman comes out, you know, like that ski free game back in the day.
That'd be awesome.
It also has calories burned, elapsed time, distance traveled. So there's a lot of really cool features in there on this product. So they're going to be funded. You can still get on there. It really isn't that expensive either. I think right now, if you get in $159 or more, you get the Goggle Pal Connect model, which is 30% off. And it looks like a pair of goggles, too.
Cool.
But you can attach them to other goggles as well. So it's kind of a nice feature. If you just bought some new goggles and you want to try this out, that's an option. So this is a pretty cool one. So I'll tweet out these links and have them on the website also if you want to.
So another ski thing I saw, we were talking about like different sites.
Mm-hmm.
So Indiegogo, like you've been on that before. I just started like cruising around recently. They have the Ride On goggles, which are almost like they look like a video game or like Google Glass.
Yeah. So Indiegogo is another
crowdfunding thing.
Yeah.
That one looks pretty neat too. That's goggles. It looks like a video game where you like look at stuff and it pops stuff in like a heads up. It looks like Predator.
It does, yeah.
It looks pretty wild.
You look like a fighter pilot.
Yes.
Little things
yes.
popping up. So I guess in a way it's similar to Goggle Pal, but
The goggles are all built in. It's a lot more expensive.
Oh, but this is all one unit you have to buy.
One
okay.
Yeah.
So the Goggle Pal, you attach
this
it to
this is almost
ones.
Like Google Glass, where you're buying a goggle system.
Yeah.
All plugged in.
Okay.
If it was on a visor, it'd be like you're in Top Gun.
That's
one
true.
Of those helmet visors.
Danger zone!
It's got to get the one piece.
Onesie.
I actually have pictures of my friend Rem in the onesie when we were in Austria. That was pretty awesome.
No one could pull off a onesie quite like Rem could.
And we got beers. We got free beers in
free
the
beers at a store.
In the store. That was
at
great.
At a ski shop.
Shop, drink. They had a bar in the store.
Und shalala.
Und shalala. That was excellent.
So that was our. So that was Kickstarter we talked about and Indiegogo and then.
So why don't we talk about some of the other sites, right? You had a few. You've done another.
Yeah, I did one with from Crowd Supply.
Crowd Supply.
And I purchased this really cool Portland press. It's a French press, but it uses a ball, like a mason jar and a wooden top. And it's been great. I've had it for a year now. It's been really cool.
What are you making there?
Coffee.
Do you make your bulletproof coffee?
Well, I make the coffee, and then I got to put that into a big Oktoberfest Stein.
That is awesome.
And then put the butter and the MCT oil and blend it with a hand blender.
Do we have pictures of you with the big Stein drinking the coffee?
We've got to have them somewhere.
We got to put on. But you also got to like share like the bulletproof concept and everything with people. I think we either have to have another show or at least just share the recipe with people and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it's amazing to me. Even though I haven't bought into it yet, it's still amazing to me.
Now, there's two different people who've recommended it. And they, of course, the name Bulletproof is from this guy, Dave Asprey, who has this line of books and products called Bulletproof.
Did you read a book on that?
I heard him on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Okay.
You know, he had him on there and he was kind of talking about the benefits of it. And, you know, because what it is you take coffee and instead of using like a cream or whatever, you know, milk, whatever you usually put in there, you put in grass-fed unsalted butter. So like a Kerrygold. And in addition to that, you put in MCT or coconut oil.
Can you put, I can't believe it's not butter? No.
If you really wanted to, no one could stop you.
See, can't stop me.
But another book that I read, The Wild Diet, which I think I mentioned before on the podcast.
That you just read, right?
Still reading it, technically, yeah. The guy who wrote that, he mentioned the same kind of concept.
Really?
The butter coffee, yeah.
And is it along the lines of like the paleo diet and stuff like that?
Yeah, sort of follows that. Because I think the original guy, Rob Wolf, who was the big paleo guy, he's the one who came up with the idea.
Oh, okay.
And that even stems from, I talked to my sister, who apparently thinks she's, you know, Tibetan. Or something, or her chi comes from the Himalayas.
She's adopted Tibetan.
I guess so. That was like a whole big concept out there. The butter tea.
They had that
Himalayan butter tea.
I've had that. If I've gone to oddly enough, a Himalayan restaurant. And,
oh, really?
A Tibetan restaurant in the Alphabet City in New York.
Cool.
And they have the butter tea there. And I asked them, like, well, what's this whole thing about butter tea? It sounds pretty nasty. They're like, no, if you're in high altitude, you need the fat.
Yeah.
Because you just burn it off. So
they make it from yak butter up in the Himalayas.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's kind of the whole concept, too, is that, you know, it's you're getting more nutrients from that butter than you would from milk.
You also need the calories because you burn it up skiing and being out in the cold.
Yeah, I mean, I've drank it before skiing plenty of times, and it fills you up too. You know, there's a lot of nutrients in it. You don't feel very hungry after you drink that. So that was quite a little non sequitur there. But yeah, the Bulletproof coffee is awesome. The Portland Press works great.
I did try it one time. It was pretty good.
It's very good. Yeah, I put a little cinnamon in too.
You know? See, you dress it up.
You gotta tweak it, yeah.
You tweak it.
I've done a scoop of protein powder before as well, or just cocoa. That Wild Diet book, it says, you know, MCT or coconut oil, the grass-fed butter, and cocoa powder. Like 100% cocoa powder, no sugar or anything.
Now, the coconut oil, you said, is a centrifuge coconut
oil? That's what MCT oil is, yeah. It's coconut oil put through a centrifuge, so you get
so
pretty
fancy.
Much...
That's highfalutin.
That is highfalutin.
That's highfalutin.
That's how we do.
That's how you roll.
Boom. But yeah, so that Portland Press that, you know, that I got was from Crowd Supply, and we were on there before checking out some of the stuff they have, and they have this really awesome product now called the Optium Soft Rack.
Ah, yeah.
So, you know, if you're a ski bum or a skier of any kind, boarder, cyclist, you know what a pain it is sometimes transporting your skis. You know, if you have a lot of people in the car, you got to put it on a rack. Then you have to go, if you're going to do a rack, you got to go and buy the crossbars, which are $150 to $200, and then you got to buy the attachment, which is $200 to $300. So you're at $500 just for a rack system.
Now, I put on a rack on my truck or wag, whatever you want to call it. I got the crossbars from like China or whatever. Like, it was all cheap stuff I got, but I put it on there and I got everything. And I was like, you know, it's just such a pain to put it on. Actually, the crossbars I got are really cool. I mean, it looks good with the car, but then you got to put the rack on, and it takes up, you know, 6 to 8 inches, 10, you know, whatever it is on top of the rack. I mean, it's, you know, slows you down a little, wind resistance and
gas mileage,
and it's a little louder too. You hear it the entire time you drive. It just bugs the crap out of me. Yeah. So
and I guess too, depending on which skis you have, you know, sometimes where the binding is placed,
yeah,
kind of interferes where those, you know, the bars come down.
Your skis, you have the vocals, but they're kind of thick because they got the ridges on the end.
Yeah, and the binding is integrated into the ski.
And they're a little thicker than most, you know.
The sidewall is, yeah.
The sidewall, so it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of a pain. And then I wound up taking them off, like after, you know, I put them on to get psyched up for the season, and then I take them off. Because I'm
after
like
using them once.
After using them once, because I'm like, yeah, it's just me driving up or me and another person. I just throw it in the car and it's quieter and don't have to worry about locking stuff up. It's easier. But anyway, these
are really cool. So this Optium Soft Rack is a removable all-in-one car rack designed to enable the everyday adventure. So the way they set this up is, I mean, it says start to finish in 2 minutes, multi-purpose hauling capabilities. And it comes with a bag. So
I like that design, though.
What they are is it's these padded... I mean, how would you even describe this?
It's a like a basically a padded wedge that you put on top of the car. And you put your skis on top and you strap them in.
Yeah, it's like a big rectangular pad. And I guess you put it in through the door. So you open your doors, you put them on top, and then there's like a seat belt attached to them.
Right. So you're putting around the roof of the car, pretty much.
It goes on the roof on the outside, and then the buckling straps go on the inside of the car, pretty much, or on the inside roof.
Right.
And so you can get them on and off really easily.
The best part of that is it's not made for just skis or just boards. Like, it's for everything.
Yeah, on the Crowd Supply site, it shows them going to the Home Depot and putting a ladder on there and plywood. You can put anything
on top. Kayak on there. They had boards and skis. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, everything. And it's, you know, it's really nice. You don't have to mount any hardware or anything. You're not buying two pieces. Because, yeah, you buy the cross beams first, and then you got to buy the actual rack on top. And this, you just...
It's a simple idea. So you just protect, you basically put foam between what you're going to put on top of the car and you strap it down.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what
it's just like a mattress. It's like putting a little mattress in between.
That's a good example, a good description of it. Yeah, it's got like a small mattress put on there, and then it's got, you know, the rings and the webbing straps that you can use to mount it down. It looks like it's really secure, and it's
good. Brian's ready to buy that right now.
Safe for the car. Yeah, I mean, it's only $125.
He's ready to buy it right now.
I don't know which pack to get. They have all kinds of cool stuff.
Get the 2-for-1.
That one's already sold out. They don't have the 2-for anymore. But they do have one that comes with a, what is that? A beer stein, and a koozie, and a t-shirt. So,
nice. And so you get all set up.
And the t-shirt is pretty cool. It says, "Ask me about my rack." I like that.
Nice.
Little double entendre there.
Double entendre.
So yeah, so that's cool. It's on Crowd Supply. I'll tweet that out as well as.
So I guess some of the big ones were Kickstarter, Indiegogo, Crowd Supply, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are kind of the big ones you hear a lot. GoFundMe, I've heard before.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've seen some really cool stuff. Like, so some of the sites you'll notice are like have really cool high end design stuff. Some of it has more like homegrown, looks a little more ghetto than some of the other sites. but it, you know, it's, you're supporting somebody locally that's, you know, has a good idea. So I think it's worth looking at. I mean, if you're going to spend money on just ridiculous stuff, or you have a little extra money, you could help somebody else out. I think it's worth it, you know?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, if you have a little time to play around and check out what they have, it's worth cruising around there a few minutes. They'll, you know, they have a lot of highlights on the homepage showing some of the more popular projects that are going on. But, you know, like we did a search. We typed in ski, and a couple of things came up.
I came across a few sites. So there were some articles that were written that went through some of these crowdfunding sites, and they went through like top 10 things, top 8 things, and you'll notice like some of them are like, you know, European based, like UK only, US only. Some of them based on medical stuff, some of them are based on like just everything like Kickstarter or Indiegogo or but there was one that was really cool. It's called Gambitious, and it's basically a crowdfunded gaming site. But it's not where you can just contribute to anybody that posts like, oh, I want to create a game. They actually vet through these people with game ideas, make sure that they're legit, and then they actually fund them afterwards, and then they make the games available. So it's really cool. Like they have, and I'm talking games, not board games. We're talking like video games for like Xbox or Apple or Windows, PS4 they have. So they have all different formats, but it's really cool to see like there's a site for like if you do have a game idea, write to these people. You know, it's not just for funding that, but if you have an idea that's pretty good, why not put something together, you know?
Yeah, that's really cool. And it's awesome too that you can do it for all, you know, for computer,
yeah,
for Xbox, for PS4.
I think this is like the whole crowdfunding idea is it's a way to level the playing field from big companies having crap ideas that they're just shoving down your throat. I mean, there are great ideas that come out of big companies, but there are also normal, you know, the real innovation, like it may come from a big company, but it chances are in the past history, when you look at it, like innovations come from a lot of small companies, which,
yeah,
it's good to see.
No doubt. And, you know, a lot of times big companies are thinking, oh, well, we can only make so much profit margin on this product. And, you know, the intention isn't the same as, you know, some of these craftsmen coming up with these really cool ideas.
Yeah.
Like one of the ones that was on Kickstarter last year that I was super into and wish I would have bought it, but I was lazy, was the UKEG. Which is the pressurized growler.
Dude, that looked awesome, but it was like too far out. There was something with that I was
You know what it was? It came out, I think the Kickstarter campaign started in like November or December, and it wasn't coming out till May or June.
Yes.
And all I could think about was ski season and getting some heady topper in that bad boy.
Now I would love it.
Now is May. We're now in May, and now we could be having it.
See, had I not listened to you? No, I'm joking.
Ah! But no, it's really cool. So it's a pressurized growler, and, you know, it's got like you know, the CO2 cartridge in there, and it's got a spigot on there, so you can pretty much have a tap on your growler, which is pressurized, so it'll keep the beer fresh for a longer time than a standard growler. It's awesome. It's one of the coolest things.
There's really a lot of innovative, like, cool stuff that you see on these sites, which I really love. I mean, you see, I'm big into the technology and design. I just watched, we were talking about it before, there's something on Netflix, it's a show called Design is One. and it's talking about these designers, like famous designers that designed a lot of stuff that after watching the show, you're like, wow, they really like probably impact a lot of people's lives. And it's funny when during the show they're talking about it, I'm not going to ruin the whole thing for you, but one of the designers is like, you know, he did a lot of design because he would get annoyed seeing the design that was put out by these big companies that everybody consumes. And he's like, somebody played a role in designing that item and they didn't take a proper respect for designing it. And now you have this piece of crap that's out there and everybody's using it. And it's ridiculous. So it's good to see these sites like change things and design things that should be there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're really forcing companies to take notice and come up with better products.
Yeah, it's pushing the limit. You know, skis?
Competition.
You know, you got skis, you got ski racks. Now they're turning around like the classical ski rack. They turn around the classical skis, you know?
Because
like,
the classical ski rack was so expensive for what it really was.
It's ridiculous. You just need to carry your skis up. Like, maybe you're only going 2 hours away. You don't need this big, fancy, gigantic ski rack.
Yeah, and it sucks to store. You know, yeah. It's a pain if you're in like an apartment or condo. So it's nice to see products that are, you know, changing the game and, you know, taking something that's old and
now, us being highfalutin, we're going to carry that in the limo. There's plenty of room, but I'm just saying, you know. You
that's true. Our stretch 911. Throw it on top there.
Escalade. The hot tub in the back.
Naturally. So yeah, so there's a lot of cool stuff. Check them out. You can find some really cool products. Go support HG Skis. They need some help. For the next day or so, get it loaded, get that product, that campaign running for them. They're cutting it close.
And a lot of them, you'll see, you know, they're cutting it close. I really love the Montclair one, the bakery. So it was a local bakery around us, and I really liked that one. It was pretty cool. I think it ended, and I don't know how close they came, but that was really cool to see. Like, you know, just a local company just expanding. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's changing the game, and it's providing people who didn't have a voice and didn't have, you know, the ability to raise that kind of funds, giving them that concept now, which is pretty cool.
Good part of that, you get donuts for a year.
Donuts. Oh, really?
Yeah, they had bread for a year, donuts for a year, like real artisan bread. Like, if it's still going, I'll look it up. But
that's part of the cool things too. Is the different packages that you can get in this in this the way of
some of them do
crowd supplying these guys.
Private classes. I think the HG their top one was ski with them. They do a ride where they'll drive you to the mountain one day.
Yeah, didn't they have cats? I mean, they had cat skiing too.
They had a cat ski one. Their
packages, yeah.
It was pretty baller, I gotta say. If you want to go, oh, you looked at the Sundance one.
Yeah, that was the that was the folks who were doing the ski rack.
Yes, they had their, a Sundance package.
Yeah, the Optium, the ski rack, their top package. If you sponsored, you know, $3,200, you could go to $39.99, the Ultimate Sundance Special. So they have a thank you package during the Sundance Film Festival. So you get a 3-night stay, 2 days ski rentals, airfare for two, and you get to go hang out with the team, which is pretty awesome. And if you haven't been to Park City, you should go because it's a blast, especially during ski season.
Nice.
So this is the bakery, huh?
What do you got? So I pulled up the bakery. So they're about halfway there, and they got 31 days to go. So it's Montclair Bread Company, and it's local to us in New Jersey, Montclair, New Jersey. And it looks like, so I looked at this before. It looks like they're going to expand the site so they can have classes for kids where they do, like, baking and things like that. Because, I don't know, you know, a lot of kids these days, I mean, when I grew up, I always helped my mom in the kitchen. I helped my dad, like, fix the cars and I was like the workhorse outside. Like, I did a lot of crap. But kids nowadays, you know, it's good to get them exposed to this stuff.
Some real-life, tangible, analog products.
Yeah, you know, and they can actually put their hands in the dough, make donuts or cookies and stuff like that. So, but I like some of these benefits. Donut team for a day, you get to work in the place. Get a coffee roaster.
Ooh, Stumptown Coffee Roasters.
I think it's across the street from them or something.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, so, I mean, for us around here, it's a pretty nice little benefit. But they're going to expand the footprint of the place, from what I understand, pretty good. VIP private tour. Where's the baking class?
Oh, go up. I think I saw it up there, yeah. Other direction. Next one down.
Photos. Oh.
Yeah, they got a baking class, it looks like, too.
Yeah.
Private baking class.
Private baking class.
You went past it.
Doing it for day group baking class. Oh, I see the...
So they have multiple levels of baking classes.
I don't think you had to give that much to get donuts for a year. Design a donut. You can make your own donut.
Ooh.
Oh, $200. You make your own donut. Donut team for a day. Stumptown coffee package. Donut party. It's only $65. Staff party. Signature recipe.
That's pretty awesome, though. I mean, who doesn't love donuts?
I love donuts. Donuts and coffee with a friend.
There you go. So, yeah, so, you know, whatever you're into, you go to check out these sites. You can find some really cool products and, you know, help support some of these entrepreneurs who are coming up with these great products and could change the world with their new invention.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know. And some of these companies you'll see, like, so there was one for a bike lock, which is really cool. It was...
The Tiger lock?
The Tiger, T-I-G-R. And they have a really... That lock was really cool. And they did a Kickstarter to do the original bike lock, which was a full bike lock, but it sits on your tube of your bike, and it doesn't encumber you in any way. And then you take it off, and it's a full, like a full version bike lock. It was really cool looking. They did a Kickstarter, I guess, last year, and then they're doing a mini version of that, and they're doing another Kickstarter, which is kind of cool.
That's so cool, yeah. And that product was awesome too, because you know they were talking about when you have a traditional bike lock, like the U-locks.
Yes,
they're really hard to carry. They're cumbersome, and this one, it goes on the frame of your bike, so you don't even realize it's there until you need it. That's the ideal way to do it.
I have a Kryptonite U-lock. It's great, but I tell you what, to carry it, especially I'm on a road bike. If I go into the city, sometimes we stop in the city and we, you know, we ride and then we stop, eat some good barbecue, hang out, and you gotta lock everything up because, you know, you got a pretty expensive bike. You don't want to get it jacked, and carry the U-lock in a backpack, which is kind of, yeah, but I don't have to carry that. I could just ride and then stop because I like my spandex, you know.
That's true. And you look good in those spandex.
That's what I work out for, you know.
That's true. All right, so I think that's about everything we got right now for crowdfunding.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to mention? Or
it's a wide open world out there, which is great.
It's really true. It's pretty cool. So yeah, get out there, check out some of these sites, and you know, supply some of these entrepreneurs.
Oh yeah.
All right, we're gonna take a little break right now, and
still got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Got a lot of stuff, so we're gonna bring around the horn after the break. All right. All right, we are back. So, in case you missed it earlier, how dare you? It's very hurtful. You can find us online at SkiBumPodcast.com.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere. Twitter at SkiBumPodcast. Also on Facebook and SoundCloud. But go to the website. That's our main hub of all our information there. You can hook us up and find us on all your favorite social networks.
All the networks.
So now we're going to do it around the horn. First things first. Now, this apparently came out maybe a month or so ago, but I just got wind of it. No one told me earlier, which is, again, very hurtful. But Bravo they just green lit a show, a reality show called Après Ski that is going to be set in Whistler.
We should be there.
We should really be there because it talks about the really fancy highfalutin people and the ski bums who are serving them. So we're kind of like both of those people. We're the everyman.
Trying to look up how to get on the show.
Yeah, we're going to do what we can. So if anyone knows anybody at Bravo, please, you know,
put a good word in.
Actually, probably shouldn't because we can't even talk. So don't even think about putting good word in for us. But what they're talking about, they're saying that, you know, Whistler is the hottest place to go when the rich and famous want the ultimate winter ski vacation. The show will feature the well-groomed staff and the unnamed luxurious concierge company who are the behind-the-scenes magic makers orchestrating once in a blah, 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 you know, marketing nonsense. So it could be interesting seeing a show about skiing.
You know my show on Whistler? Whistler does not exist. You know why?
Just keep telling yourself
You know why.
Because I know why.
I had my trip planned. I was going to go to Italy and then Whistler. Broke my shoulder in Italy. Couldn't go to Whistler. Whistler doesn't exist. Got wiped off the got wiped out of my mind. Until I go there, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, hate to tell you, but it's still there, and it's still open right now, and it'll be open on June 7th.
Killington's open right now.
Killington is still open, yes. There's, I think there's six ski resorts that are still open
right now. I might do that for Memorial Day.
I like it.
People going to the beach, go to ski.
That's right. Yeah, you got Killington, Mammoth, Summit, Whistler Blackcomb, Arapaho, and maybe it's only five open now.
Hmm.
But, yeah, Whistler is open until June 7th. Yeah, Mammoth is open now. They got dumped on last week. They got about 12 to 18 inches of snow.
Wow.
Which is great because they had just such a miserable winter. And, you know, these late season storms just that they get. Start
planning later ski trips.
Yeah, they got pounded late, which is great. So if you got some little time, little money, and you want to do some skiing, head out to Mammoth.
If you're highfalutin, you can do that.
Not a bad plan.
Yeah.
Not a bad plan. And then what do you got next?
So what I got next is something that's been building for a long time. I'm going to have to do an in-depth study of this. It's called the Hangover Club, right? Now, there's a doctor, Dr. Beer.
Dr. Beer.
He's an actual doctor.
It's not pronounced Beer. Beer.
We might want to fancy it up a little, but yeah, it's spelled Beer, B-E-E-R. But anyway, so it's the Hangover Club, and they actually have a hangover bus that rides around New York City. Doesn't actually ride around New York City. It parks in New York City. Usually around football season. Now, they do every once in a while. They'll park it there and, you know, send a note out to everybody. But what it is, they have hangover NutriDrips. Now, their service is they come out. They do an IV drip for you. You can either go to the bus, which is a lot cheaper, or they'll come right to your office or home, and they'll give you the drip right there. And it's pretty cool. I mean, I've had saline before for, you know, it really hydrates you. You feel like a million bucks. But then they actually take this. They put a little B vitamin in there. They put a little anti-hangover whatever and little liquid magnesium, vitamin C. Glutathione. Glutathione.
Yeah.
It's like a detox thing. So it's pretty interesting concept. And I showed it to Brian, but I told him, I said, I actually want to do this, and there are other places that do something similar to this, IV therapy. They call them anti-aging places, but it's still the IV therapy, kind of hangover-driven or whatever, hydration. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to doing that because people usually don't hydrate enough.
Yeah. That seems pretty awesome. Now, I guess
pretty extreme, but
how are they board certified, or how do they these folks that do this, are they registered nurses or?
Well, some of them that I've looked at, there's doctors and nurses. They're registered nurses and doctors. That's kind of what I would trust. Like, I have a funny thing about like hygiene and cleanliness, and I'm a little germophobic.
Yeah, you don't want like skanky used needles or anything.
Yeah,
going
exactly.
In.
So, yeah, just kind of that's just something out there that seems pretty cool. I mean, for about anywhere from $130 to like $250, you can get one of these drips, and I don't know, seems pretty interesting.
I wonder if they're gonna sell subscription plans for that. So like,
you should have a card.
A
that'd be cool.
Like a punch card, you know, like after 10, like the 11th is free.
11th's free.
You know?
Why not?
Like the frozen yogurt places.
Yeah, or like 2-for-1.
Why not? Bring a friend.
Bring a friend. Yeah, you always have a drinking buddy when you go out, so why not go out drinking and...
Except George Thurgood.
Exactly.
He drinks alone.
He'll drink. And then you can just go and he'd get two because he drinks a lot, so...
That is pretty cool. That seems like it would be a great, you know, if you have like a bachelor party or, you know, some sort of event.
Oh, that is a great idea.
You know, or like Kentucky Derby Day, you know, like...
If I get married again, I'm going to have a bachelor party, and the next day, after getting really drunk... Hangover people come in.
Have them cater it.
It's like a cleaner. They come up and they clean up everything.
Mr. Wolf.
Exactly.
So, it's like a catering company in a way for for drips.
I'm going to have to reach out to them, see if they'll sponsor us or something.
I think if they sponsor anybody, I think we'd be an awesome candidate for that.
I would do an in-depth on that. That'd be kind of cool.
You can try it out a couple times a week.
I'd like to try it.
Right?
I'd like to try it once.
Hangover Club. That is pretty cool. Another thing that came up this week, I don't know if anybody is a hoops fan. Nah, I don't think either of us are really big hoops fans. But what I am is a Benjamin Franklin fan.
That makes you a hoops fan.
The Philadelphia 76ers just unveiled their new logo. And they kind of went back with like a retro look for their actual primary logo, but their secondary logo is this really sweet. They're calling it Ball and Ben. It's Ben Franklin, pretty much dribbling a basketball.
He's your favorite, isn't he?
He's my man crush.
He's your man crush.
I'm putting it out there, yeah.
If you could be one person in the world ever of all time, you'd be Ben Franklin, wouldn't you?
Probably.
It's not a bad selection.
Ben Franklin or Hugh Jackman. No, not Hugh Jackman. Definitely Ben Franklin.
Yeah, I'd pick Ben over Hugh.
I think Ben Franklin invented skiing.
You wouldn't be Tom Brady? With the deflated balls? With the small deflated balls?
Small deflated. I'd rather be Gronk.
Gronkowski.
If I was someone on the Patriots, I'd be... That guy seems like he's just living the dream.
He's a monster,
too. He seems like he's just having fun all the time.
That's true.
You know?
That's
true. And then one other story. Now, you know, because we are all highfalutin, there was a story this week. If, you know, if you're into the art scene, I'm sure you know all about it.
Hey, I remember when I bought my first Picasso.
Do you? Hey, you know, everyone remembers their first.
Remembers the first.
Yes. So there was a Picasso painting that went up for auction this week. Les Femmes d'Alger. I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly, but that's what it looks like to me. So there was this one painting. So
it's something French sounding, right?
So the story of these paintings is Picasso created a series of 15 paintings. And back in 1956...
I like that painting, though.
It's pretty cool. He sold this set of 15 paintings. Not he sold it. Like the Parisian dealer sold these 15 paintings for $213,000. Which is the equivalent of $2 million in today's dollars. So this is in the 50s. $213,000, 15 paintings. At Christie's this past week, the last one, the version O, sold for $179.4 million. The most expensive piece of art ever sold.
One painting
one
out of 15.
Of 15, yeah. I don't know, maybe it's the most, maybe it's the best one of the group, but yeah, it broke the record for the most expensive piece of art ever sold. The one previous one was $142.4 of Francis Bacon's Three Studies of Lucian Freud in November of 2013.
Wow.
So it's going to look beautiful in our podcast studio.
It would look good over my couch.
This new Picasso that we bought will look awesome in our podcast studio. So, yes, we're excited.
Actually, I'm on the site and they're actually talking about vision. Andy Warhol skate decks. Skateboard decks, Warhol-ish. They look pretty cool.
Ah, very nice. The Marilyn Monroe one over there and the Campbell Soup.
Yeah.
Elvis.
For a skateboard deck, that looks pretty badass.
That is kind of cool, yeah.
I can see that on a snowboard.
I'm sure they do it on boards.
Yeah.
Skis, too.
Campbell Soup on the skis?
Campbell skis.
What will be your soup?
Pepper pot.
Pepper pot?
Pepper pot soup.
I think I'm split pea and ham.
Split pea and ham.
Right on my skis.
There's no chunky soup, right? We're just sticking regular Campbell's.
Oh, it'd be cheese soup. Cheese soup, maybe.
Cheddar cheese?
Chunky soup you could do. That's more footballish.
Yeah. Ray Rice and his mom in the commercial.
Yeah.
Get all fired up.
He didn't...
Eating your sirloin burger and black bean.
All right, so that was...
Anything else we got?
Yeah, I thought we had something else. Let me just see.
Well, we could just wrap... We could give a little tease for next week.
Well, yeah, we got a lot planned for the next one. We're actually planning. So that would be kind of cool. Next week, I think we're thinking about doing extreme stuff.
Extreme.
So, extreme! But, yeah, so there's a lot of extreme stuff. Brian had one thing talking about people with jetpacks on, kind of, like, modern day.
Yeah, there was that guy you've seen, Jetman, they call him.
Jetman.
Yeah, he's done a couple videos. We got some cool stuff from him. We got some other...
Anything Red Bull is...
Anything Red Bull is extreme.
Like, they sponsor a lot of really cool stuff, I gotta say.
They do. They have some really cool stuff, so... Yeah, we're going to do some extreme next week, and hopefully you guys dig it, because it should be a good time.
Yeah.
So again, if you want to hit us up, skibumpodcast.com, at skibumpodcast on Twitter, skibumpodcast@gmail.com, and that should do it for this week.
Yeah, everybody have a good week.
Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you guys next week.
Peace.
See ya.